that way and grabbed around and set rabbit snares and set a few traps and caught a few pieces of fur like weasels or mink or something. Well, in days you get maybe 25 cents out of a weasel, and a mink you might get $4 or $5 out of the mink. And when we were kids, we had bow arrows and slingshots, and we used to, when we were home from school, we'd go down in the field across the road in the house, and we used to shoot partridges and rabbits and things like that to eat. And then we made these partridge traps, and we used to set them down in the orchard under the trees, and we used to catch these partridges and these traps alive and get enough to eat as it was. And my father's working away most of the time. We had to put the garden in the hand, and there were two brothers older than I was, and we'd put the garden in the hand. We had to hold the garden and weed it, and when haying come, we had to make the hay ourselves and mow it by hand. And we carried in the barn on two poles. We'd go to the cock of hay, and we'd take two poles, and we'd carry it in the barn. And we'd dump it. We got the barn floor full, and then we'd have to pitch it up on the scaffold, and then another fellow would have to pitch it up and bait the other fellow. And he would stow it away, and we worked that way every night after school. We didn't have no team then, and we had to carry our wood from down the pasture, all about a quarter of a mile or further. We'd have to, every night after school, go down in the woods and cut these gray birches, carry them on our back, and up to the house and get enough wood to last another the next day while we was at school. And we'd go to work and go down, my brother and I, and we'd chop and then while, and then we'd start carrying up, and the other brother probably be doing the chores. And we'd make maybe 10, 15 trips up there with one little gray birch tree on our back. And when it comes snow, it was the same thing. We'd had to carry it through the snow and break a path through the snow. And after a year or two, we had a little pair of steers. They grew up, and my brother put them in a neck yoke. He broke the steers and made a little sled for them. And when we made these bobsleds like for them, we'd go down and cut some trees, and he'd take the steers down. We'd put on five or six little gray birch trees, and he'd haul them back to the house with the steers and make maybe five, six trips down there, and we'd get enough wood to last the next night after school. Well, when Saturday come, well, we had to go down there and cut wood. After we got our chores done in the morning, we'd go down and cut wood. We had to cut enough to last till Monday night. And we worked that way for a number of years until we got a pair of oxen. But after we got a pair of oxen, we could go to work and haul our own wood, and we had lots of wood after that.